Hello and welcome to this episode of Hacker Public Radio with your host, Operator. This episode is going to be over DD_rescue and DD_rhelp, which is a helper script for DD rescue. And DD_rescue is not to be confused with DD rescue. So here, from here on out, when I say DD rescue, I'm referring to DD_rescue. So first off, what state does the drive have to be in? You have a drive that picked up by the BIOS, first off. It needs to be at least picked up by the BIOS, and that something can talk to it. Be it, hopefully, if it's an NTFS partition, Windows can at least mount the drive as a readable drive and see the partitions. Or, secondly, you can use something like FDIS to be able to display inside of Unix Linux what the partition information is and see if you can at least pull that much off of it. So the setup I have is IDE 0, or the first IDE, is the CD-ROM, and second on slave is going to be the backup drive. And then that'll leave the other IDE channel open to, I put the backup drive that I'm going to drive I'm going to actually image, the bad drive, and then the drive that's known good that I'm going to image to, which is going to be the same size or larger, and that's going to be the secondary. This will allow you to, once you've actually made a good image of the drive, you can go ahead without rebooting or anything and push that image straight onto your known good drive. Along with this, I've got the laptop to IDE and also the SATA to IDE converter plugged into that same chain, so if I need to do any of that prior, then it'll all be set up good to go. Also, you'll want to, if you can, format the drive you're going to put the image on to something Unix, Linux compatible. EXT3 or UFS, whatever. This will work a little bit better as far as mounting it, and it won't have to worry about closing it or cross-platform stuff. So the drive's picked up, you got everything set up, and first thing you want to notice is check FDisk or whatever partition manager you want to use, and look and see where your partitions start at and where they stop and things like that. So this way, if you have to, you can just back up from the beginning. You can back up the actual partitions and master boot record and all that good stuff before you start actually touching the disk. Next thing is it's going to take some time, just depending on how bad the drive is, where the bad parts are, how often they are, how slow it is, the transfer rate, how big the drive is. 160 gig drive took right at about 3 days to make an image of, and probably a total of 4 days to once first reissuing and putting it on the new drive. So easiest thing, I use a live CD called Gparted. It's similar to a commercial version of Partition Magic, and also a USB stick with a few noted items on there about different things, where boot sectors are, and just notes I have on the USB stick. And also I have the DD_rhelp, which is also in the show notes. And this is what the cast is mainly going to be about. The helper application for DD rescue called DD_rhelp. Like I said, I had no problems running it off of Gparted live distribution, off of a thumb drive. Once you've verified that you're writing to the right disk and trying to read from the right bad disk or known disk with errors on it, you'll see the basic command line options for DD_rhelp. Just pretty much the same thing as DD rescue, except there's a few other switches for it. The first thing is it will automatically create a log file. And this log file is sort of kind of hard to read at first, but essentially, if you read the documentation and the FAQ and everything for DD_rhelp, it'll tell you exactly what it's doing in the log files, and it'll be a little bit clearer, halfway into it. You'll understand how it works. Mainly, you're going to look through FDisk and see how big the partition is or disk is that you're copying, how many blocks it has total. From there, you'll be able to read where DD rescue is at any given time and how much it's actually copying. If it goes from one end of the disk to the other, the image will show a full size of the actual disk. Being as that it's skipping over parts that it kind of fails at, it's going to display kind of a false information that, my disk is completely backed up. No, what you want to do is read the log files and look for a line called EOF in caps. This will tell you where DD underscore our help is at, how much it's, how many blocks it's copied or at least tried to copy, and all that good stuff. And after a while, you'll see something inside of the log and also from the actual command line, you'll see bar. And it's a text representation of where it's at on the disk. At first, basically, you'll see a bunch of dots. And as it goes over, they'll turn into X's. So the dots are not parsed. Jump points are going to be stars. And parsed is means parts that it's already tried to go over or has gone over. And how it works, if you go to the documentation, it starts off, hits an error, skips a little bit, and then once it's gone through the whole disk, it goes back and picks the biggest chunk that it missed. Starts in the middle and goes from the middle to the left and the middle to the right, meaning from the middle reverse and from the middle forward. And I will leave some, in the show notes, I'll leave some example of the bar output so you'll kind of see what it looks like further down the road. Also, there's some other things I didn't have to do, tweak any settings, but you can do things like disable or enable DMA to make things go faster or slower. The whole idea of DD underscore our help is to make the process faster. Instead of sitting there day in for on the same, 500 blocks, it's going to skip over those portions and come back to it later. So this utilizes the time that it takes to run a full DD rescue scan or DD scan or copy. Pretty much wraps up this episode of Hacker Public Radio. Anybody has any questions about the episode or any other previous episodes, you can contact me from the website and I'll try and help you as best I can.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.